Gophers Get a Grip. I'm Michael, your host, along with my co-host Patrick, Beckett, Faustina, Mary, and Declan. How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, we're good.
I've been better.
Yes, we have had a cold for a while. When did it start, Beckett?
A week ago. Like Wednesday last week.
At least a week and a half.
Yeah.
When we get sick, it takes a long time to get over.
Goes to a lot of people.
And some of us lose our voices. That's really no fun.
The first time that happened to me in a long time was the last illness. I have not lost my voice for like 10 years. And then last illness, I lost my voice. I'm like, oh, this is a real thing. People are not faking.
You know what's weird about me? Hmm. I don't get fevers or anything. I just get sick.
Weird. Just get sick.
I don't lose my voice or anything. Like, my...
You don't?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm like stuffed up or anything. Just have a cough.
That must be nice.
I'm kind of that way. I do get a little stuffed up. But I don't usually get fevers. Just a cough.
Well, you know, the older you are, it's lighter.
Yeah.
True.
Except for measles.
Not for me. I got a fever for like 3 days. And
yeah, you were really sick.
Last year I had that staph infection about this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Was Jerry making the federal set?
Oh yeah, you're really sick when we're making that. I forgot about that. It was so good.
You missed like most of that.
Yeah. You were spared mudding the walls.
All right, what's new, Michael?
Business is business.
It's kind of starting to pick up at the Target.
That's good.
I think everyone's dying from this flu.
Well, yeah, Patrick's got it.
Oh, there's 20 deaths last month.
Whoa. I noticed that when we were in the sacristy, or whatever you want to call it, for mass. I noticed that the board was full.
Only once for tenary.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all planned for this month, though. The next 3-4 weeks, I think, where you have funerals.
That's weird, because you kind of had a dry spell.
Uh-huh.
Not really needing to do anything weekends.
You mean a live spell, not a dry spell.
Speaking, though, of the Fabula pilot building that set, Mary's been looking at the next possible set and looking at foam pillars.
Yes, foam pillars. So I sent a quote. I requested a quote from this company in Montana for the foam. And they had said, you know, Monday, these are our hours, you know, Monday through Friday, then the hours. And I assumed that even if I sent them a quote out of hours, they would send me one the first work day, but they didn't. And I didn't save what I needed.
I
might need to rethink of all of it. Something I do want to do, though, before we decide, we're going to have a meeting about it on Thursday, but I want to have an idea of what the next scene that we want to make before we have a meeting on it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a really good marketing meeting today.
Mm-hmm. Key takeaways, Beckett.
My takeaways?
Yeah.
We have, like, a new... We have had gotten a ton of, like, new employee-type guys. At least 8 or so.
A whole bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah. And we were all put in certain groups that we wanted to work on, so I was in the meeting with the marketing, and we gave all the marketing over to one guy to run and tell us what to do. Yeah, it was a good move.
Yeah, I think it will be a lot of us needing to plan everything and marketing.
Yeah.
Like, we've always been like, where are these, you know, when are we going to get these people that we, you know, are interested in, like, suddenly there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. There's too much of you guys.
Back up.
Back up.
So, Michael, if we had all the money, what scene do you think we should film next?
People getting eaten by panthers.
Yeah, I guess the Colosseum scene.
Hey.
The opening one?
We did talk about this too, the Sebastian getting shot scene.
Mm-hmm. Or the Owen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear? I was casted for Pancratius.
Yes. What's your favorite thing about St. Pancratius?
He's really wanting to die. I've noticed that. He's just kind of wants to be in everybody's way, keeping them safe, to get himself martyred.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a race after all, right?
It's not a race. Really, interesting thing about dinner. Is that what was your dream weekend getaway?
What's yours?
Mine? Mine was snowmobiling for a weekend.
Michael's was to get lost in the...
With a brand new snowmobile.
Brand new snowmobile.
Wasn't to That's get important because that is not good.
Explore the woods. Goes every 10 feet. Helicopter trip.
I also think it'd be fun just to go out in the woods for like a week and just survive. It'd be funner in the winter though.
In the winter?
Snowmobile, right? The snowmobile is an important part of the fun.
It'd be cold.
Well, what we've talked about is, boys, walking the tracks all the way to Lewiston, the 3-day walk.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you camp out on the side of the tracks, and then you get picked up in Lewiston.
Or you can walk back.
People do this?
Mm-hmm. You backpack it.
Is it the Lewiston Clark Trail, or is it just...
It's the train tracks.
It's the tracks.
Oh, the train tracks, sorry. I was listening.
72-mile walk.
Wow, oh, it's like wow. A pilgrimage.
Yeah.
That's to Lewiston.
That's boys were thinking about doing that.
Pilgrimage to Lewiston.
Picking back. Us up.
You guys, I think we you guys back. Leave on Wednesday and she pick you up on Friday.
They pick you up at that big rest stop right there.
I'd have to take time off.
Is it like a, you know, planned thing where it's certain...
No.
You go with a group?
Just people or it's walk just, it, yeah.
Get dropped off, just be picked up. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we would probably go out to Johnson and then start walking.
I don't, yeah, I don't think we'd have to be dropped off.
Well, that means you'd have to walk across those giant bridges and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Are they all safe to walk across?
The tunnels there.
There's a certain safe. Track that leads you through tunnels and stuff, so I think you'd have to look it up to make sure you go on the right track. That,
yeah. Uh-huh. Because you wouldn't going to be down to Pierce or anything.
Yeah, you,
know, you don't want to go down the wrong
road. You want to go on the one that leads to Lewis.
Where am I?
Yeah.
Where am I? Oh.
So I think like, it takes some
the
research.
The bridge going over.
Just walk it. But.
Lawyers Canyon, you walk across that?
I guess so.
Or you could go down it. Like,
does it look? Yeah, you'd have to camp out.
Camp to get up the guts to cross the bridge.
Really high up there.
What do you camp on? Like farmer's land and stuff?
Inside
right
the tunnels?
Track.
On the track.
So
the bottom, it's a government. Woods.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't just stay in the tunnels.
Yeah.
Sleep in the tunnels.
Yeah,
but there's
like
only
no
like
other
three tunnels once you get to is the.
But there's one 20 feet
Winchester.
Deep.
You wouldn't want to
no.
camp when you
there's
get to a Lapway though. You'd want to just finish that stretch, I think.
Maybe that's what those people are doing though. I always thought we're just panhandling.
You have to be in such good shape to do it in 3 days.
Well, the Sharp Pilgrimage is 72 in 3 days, isn't it?
Yeah, you're like.
Yeah,
dead and broken and people come
well, only
up
someone in shape
finish.
Is gonna do that though.
Yeah.
What?
Only someone in shape is gonna.
Yes, sure. Yes.
How long was the Cabalto?
Well, like, us boys are gonna do this July.
50.
June. 50. We decided in June because it's so cool.
Yeah.
Instead of walking a lap way in 115 degree weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That you probably
be,
can
like,
do
fun.
It in 4
That's
or 5
still
days.
Still gonna be 115 degrees though.
In June.
We should walk there and back.
No, walk not back.
Why not?
I ain't going back, no. After the Cabalto. Pilgrimage, that was only 50, and you're walking back.
I think it's 48.
48 miles.
Yeah.
They said 52.
Every pamphlet says something different.
True, but we did take a different route this time.
No, the train tracks.
That's not their normal route?
Yeah, the rest stops that when we stopped and pulled off right there by the freeway, that was the first camp out. But we kept walking, took off on like a back road.
Oh, yeah, I remember
no
everyone
lines.
Cheered when they got to the first campground, but that's not where we were camping.
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
The next, they didn't make us walk longer. It was probably another mile down the road where we were going to camp.
5 miles.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't much further.
That does add up, though, because then the next day you have to walk back through it, so it really could be 52 miles.
Oh, that's why they were all
That's why it was probably 52 miles, yeah. But we didn't walk, we did walk back to the freeway, and then we went straight up that hill, and then we cut off through the mountains, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And why did they just camp there?
That was cool, the part of no return, the part where you wouldn't get bus assistance.
It was like someone else was offering a place for us to camp, so we camped there.
That place was having a funeral, or a wedding or something?
Yeah, so we camped there instead, but it was like a mile walk in to that place instead of the other place.
Yeah, it was like a mile away from where we were
the
going.
Road,
Yeah.
We didn't.
We went out, and it was a big loop that went all the way back to the freeway.
Yeah.
Well, this is Gophers Get a Grip, and we'll see you next week.